But this is what's bothering me.
I feel like it could happen, though, but I want to hear the true story.
I feel like, Jeffrey, I feel like women are the enemy. I feel like women are the enemy. I don't feel like...
That's so sad for you. I feel bad for you.
Just why won't she shut the fuck up? This is why. See, Jeffrey, here's my thing. She needs somebody to tell her to shut the fuck up. She doesn't know she needs it. She's
what I need.
She don't. See what I'm saying? And she's so hot. Guys just go, oh, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. That's what she needs. That's me. You understand? So my thing, though, is I know she's the fucking enemy. My thing is I'm trying to tell dudes out there that fucking... How to be happy amongst this type of shit? Meaning, how to be happy amongst a woman who's hot and just won't shut the fuck up? She's putting her personality on you. She's making you read her pussy tattoos, but won't fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
You know I won't fuck you.
There you go. I already know you're not. This is what, because I know that. I'm a master. Jeffrey's a master, but the fucking problem is they're the enemy, Jeffrey. They're the enemy.
No, you're the fucking enemy.
There's different ways to conquer an enemy.
You are.
There's different ways to conquer an enemy.
My goodness.
The truth comes out.
And this is the same problem that you and I have. You're always, by your boisterousness, your abrasiveness, you expose tactics.
I don't consider women an enemy. I don't see that either. I find it to be. They have very strong power.
I find it to be typical. I find that what we're doing, like what Jeffrey's doing, is fantastic.
Only angry men look at women as an enemy. You're not that way. You say you are, but I don't think you really look at them as an enemy.
You know what it is, Jeff? He's defining his frustration by them being, but it's
women
not really.
Women have very strong power. See, that you have to be open to the concept that women have incredibly strong power.
We do.
It's not our fault. It's
they
not their
do
fault.
Not. It's, just, it's they, pussy, Jeff.
Okay, but whatever it is,
that's
it's real.
That's not power.
But it's real.
We have it.
They got a twat. That's it.
But right, but it's no, real.
We're not. Let me tell you something. She doesn't need to. I'm keep picking on her because she's the most personality type.
Yeah.
She doesn't need all the super boots. And the fucking goggles.
Right. She doesn't need the gold tooth.
She doesn't need it. Because she's not sexier with it or without it. That's what I'm saying. We have technique and style because we need that shit. She could wear a fucking one of those dresses.
Exactly.
A Quaker dress.
Right. And which she'd
but
still
she's
be
forcing
right.
she's forcing her personality on the issue where she don't even have one because no one taught her to have one yet. She's just walking around like a fucking chicken, and nobody says, stop clucking.
We're saying the same thing.
That's why I say the enemy, because see, what you're doing...
But it's not.
You keep, every second, you keep saying, oh, no. Like, here's what's bothering me, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Okay, we agree, but then the next thing is, yes, but men have problems, too. Like, fucking, we're not here to talk about men's problems.
I didn't say men have problems, too. I said women have strong power. Men resent it.
Because, thank you. There you go.
Men
there you
are
go.
Angry.
There
men
you go.
Men
don't
resent
like
it.
Fuck like I'm crazy.
Men resent it because they don't know what to say to women. So they leave. They go home alone because they don't know what
but
to say.
But I have the pain fault. Of the. It is their fucking fault. Well, actually, it's not their fault. It's our fault.
If men
that's
don't
what
have
I'm
the
here
balls,
for.
You say that all the time. That it's
right.
not their fault.
It's our fault.
Men need to learn what to say to women.
But Jeffrey, see, if you had a radio show, which you should.
I would love to have
you
a radio
show. You
should
have a radio show with this. This is fantastic. You come on right before me, and then I'll come on and dispel all that horse shit.
Okay, good.
Now,
we should do one together.
Right. We really should, Jeff.
Let's do
now,
it tonight.
But listen, all I'm saying is what you're doing would be no help ultimately to guys. Ultimately, it's not helping.
Because
you think
they don't
the average
have,
guy
you know
out
it
there
is?
Listening to you could do what you do?
No.
You're a master. There's no way. A guy out there listening who tried what you do, it will sound cool, he's going to look like a jerk, and the woman will probably slap him because it's not true for him.
Okay.
The same way as if you tried to say what I said, it wouldn't be true for
but
you.
But we should dig down, Jeff, to what it is, as opposed to our strategies and our techniques and our philosophy, We need to boil it down to what exactly what we're trying to fucking do.
But here's the thing, Patrice. You've been thinking about this all your life.
Right.
You didn't think this up tonight. Mm. You did what I did. You've been fascinated with women all your life, and you had these thoughts.
And you know where my fascination came from?
Frustration.
Came from not getting pussy.
Okay.
When I was in high school, and girls just didn't fuck fat dudes. Before I understood that women are better than us on this term.
Mm-hmm.
They like us for other things.
Yes, they're not as superficial as
us. Which is really their weakness.
Yeah, that's why I said exactly. That's why, exactly.
And
that's why I said women function on a higher plane. They don't judge, thank God, they don't judge us the way we judge women on such a superficial level.
Let me take a couple of calls, because Jeff, we got some people who are interested in you, young man. We're going to talk, who's been on the longest? Get this kid, Jess. No, that's not, let Jess talk. He's on it. He's on the fucking phone anyway. Go ahead, Jess.
What's up, Patrice?
All right.
How are you, sir?
Not bad, man. Thanks for calling. What's up?
You're the big boss. You're exactly right about this. This guy, I think he's full of shit.
Jess.
I wanted to ask you, how would you put from the deer, the bunny, and the bear, where would you put a cougar? You know, the ladies above the 40.
Depends.
And keep on fucking working, Patrice.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling,
work.
Jess. He just asked where would you put a cougar, which you know what a cougar is. It's you.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a deer.
It's a beautiful
deer.
Girl around. Because I don't want to be mean to her. She's a sweet girl. But see, this is another thing. Let me go back to this.
But I don't want you to
honesty, she's not old enough to be a cougar.
Honesty to me has turned into insults. You understand? Like, I guess there's a way to do it. Like, you could call some, you probably have a way. Tell me your way of calling a bitch old.
Mature. You mean if I was saying it to her?
Mature. If you had to express...
I'd say a more mature woman.
Yeah, mature.
It's like a finely aged wine.
You mean if I was going to say to a woman?
If you was to actually say, like me, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, you're old bitch, but it's all good. Like, I'll go, you older, but you're not a spring chicken, but whatever. Like, I would make sure, here's what I would not want to do, and this is because of, again, a lot of my stuff comes from experience of getting caught into things. Mm-hmm. A girl saying, okay, I love you, do you love me? Now, what happened is my gut reaction, I didn't, and this is men, I think, in general, we don't know, there's a filter in the middle, you understand, mm-hmm. that keeps us from telling the truth because we don't want to lose. What did you say? Power.
The
pussy.
Right,
we don't lose no pussy.
Right, exactly.
We want some ass. So if a chick goes, how old do I look? You want to go 40, bitch, but you're so scared to go. So you go, you look 30, 31. And now you're caught.
But
so,
you know what? But
way,
it, does, but it doesn't diminish
lying.
You. But it doesn't diminish you in any way to do that. Why hurt someone's feelings?
Because my girl is the most abusive motherfucker you've ever seen. Meaning this. She's abusive. Like, if I go coochie coo too much, she has an instant, because she loves me so much. This is them. This is what this is, understanding them. They hate how much they love you. My girl hates that she
feels
this.
They resent losing the power, right? They resent.
She
hates they resent
how
you
much
for
she.
It.
She knows I'm better than her.
Mm-hmm.
On a level, she just knows I'm better. She hates that. And if she can get
she
me
hates
to
loving
fit,
you.
She hates loving me.
Loving you because you took away some of the power.
And her whole thing is to find a way for her to feel comfortable hating me. Like, comfortable.
But that has a lot. But you,
like,
that
like
has,
she
but
wants
she
this 50-50 thing. And then once she feels that, okay, good, I got him, then she now can function. But you understand what I'm saying?
That's what
your honesty with her makes her resent the fact that she loves you more. You don't really make it okay for her to love you and submit.
That's not true.
I know you do,
you know,
on a level, but when you're going at her, when it's heated, like, and I've been around y'all, you don't really make it okay. Like, you don't candy coat nothing ever.
But why should I?
I'm not saying you should, but I'm just
because
saying
you can't take words back.
That is
words are said.
That
you can't take them back. It's no good to say, you know what? I just said that because I was angry.
She's an abusive fucking girl.
But that's
you
why you're
that
together.
You're better than her. What does that mean?
That's why you're together.
You're better at what? Looking? Better at making money?
I'm better.
She's beautiful.
I'm better.
She's beautiful.
I'm better. Keep going.
I can explain.
Keep fucking going.
That's
it. Absolutely is.
Listen to your boyfriend.
Women who are used to having a lot of power. There are certain women who have tremendous power.
And that's another thing. Hold up. See that shit? This is what I'm talking about. They throw in insecurity and they throw in gay. They throw in things to make them. But listen, have you ever, I'm talking to the dudes, have you ever gotten pussy cause you have a dick?
Never.
Cause you have a dick?
Never.
Have you ever gotten pussy?
Never. No.
Have you ever had to talk your way into
dick?
Have you ever had to charm your way into anything? Have you ever had to really have a philosophy to motivate through life? You just arbitrarily say we're insecure. That's not insecure.
Answer
the question first.
I don't have a philosophy. I think I do have a philosophy in life, but...
Go ahead. Why would you say we're insecure? Because that's typical shit.
I'm insecure. Wait a minute.
Answer the first question.
I don't even know what Patrice's
question was, have you ever had to philosophize?
Have you ever had to do anything else other than be a woman and just be a woman and get something from a guy? You understand?
Sex.
Yeah.
To get sex from a guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Really? You've had to charm your way into some dick?
I mean,
you had to take your clothes off.
I have.
You had to suck his dick.
Here's the thing: if you're not drop dead gorgeous, seriously, because you guys, you respond visually. You at a bar or whatever.
Amy, you will have no problem getting dick. Stop.
No, I'm telling you.
It's not about the right dick.
No. There you go.
But
and that's your fucking point. That's why we're better.
So every woman can get
that's
some
why
dick.
I'm better.
That's the point.
Every woman can get some dick if she wants some.
Can you get some dick?
I can.
Okay,
but
then.
I'm saying, but I know chicks that cannot. I know chicks that have not fucked in 3 or 4 years.
Where's the bitch in a coma?
Oh, my God.
No, she's not getting the dick she wants.
Exactly.
She can get some dick.
But y'all can get any pussy. You can't get pussy.
We can't get any pussy. We can't get every pussy.
Wait a minute. But let me say this though. Let me say about insecurities though.
Why are you jumping off?
Because that's what made him jump
in the beginning. You made a statement. Follow through with the statement. What you said. You said you can just get pussy. That's not true. What makes you say that? And how do you base?
She can just get dick.
But she said, guys, you can get pussy. That's not true.
Yeah, you know.
The girls that I know that ain't getting dick.
Are you a loser?
No.
You don't hang out with no bitches that can't get dick.
Okay.
Stop lying. Who the fuck hangs out with somebody that can't get what they got? I don't hang out with no dudes that can't get pussy.
Really, you don't? But you just said that all men can get. What is it?
No.
Can you get pussy from any chick you want?
The question was. See, this is the thing. I love this.
No, you don't. Because no.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Just shh. That's another thing I learned about women. They need emotions to actually function.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stop really going
and
back and forth with
too.
Emotions, it's really over for them. They don't have nothing else because they feed off of that. Mm-hmm. They don't. I'm trying to teach you now.
Thank you.
That's what separates
a woman.
And learn.
A man has two heads where a woman has one.
Reggie, get your girl. So, listen, Erica, what made me upset was the fact, right? That women arbitrarily say things they feel without. Do you hear all this back and forth trying to figure it out, talking, and then you come in with just the word insecure,
and it made you insecure.
No, it marginalized what we're doing into girl shit. You always interject some nonsense vaginal shit. Into some deep thinking.
No, that is
we're
not the
just
case.
Better than you. Why won't y'all admit we're better?
I think that ultimately.
Are men better than y'all?
At some things.
No. Are men better than you.
Here, no, definitely.
I could definitely.
I think that most men.
Name a category that you're better than, except for being fucked. Being the fucky.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Name something you're better.
You can't shop better than me.
See how goofy she is? She's just goofy.
What do you mean?
Really?
You can't.
He has on ostrich. Oh, he has on extinct animal shoes. And you have on goofy boots and a skull draws. He's not a better shopper?
Dude, Chrome Hearts, $3,000. Chrome Hearts sunglasses. $1,000. I don't want to.
Did she just make this better because she paid $1,000 for those dumb handcuffs? That's why we're better.
Let me say this.
$1,000. Cop order for me.
What is this? Is this a MasterCard commercial?
What's a cop doing with 3Gs?
Goofy bitches, priceless.
Listen. Listen.
Ivy is Sandy Kane from 30 years ago.
This, with the bumps, with the real bumps.
I know what this is, baby. It's very cute.
And then you gotta eat it.
It's very, very cute. It's but he got a snakeskin.
Python.
This is why. But see, Erica. See, Erica, this is why we're better. Now, Erica, I like how mad she's getting. Oh, she's gonna be. Oh.
I can. You know what?
Patrice, man, I'm enjoying this.
But here it is.
I think
Patrice.
I'm gonna suck on Erica's titties later.
Please do.
Patrice, titties. She wanna put a titty in my mouth later.
Patrice,
please,
here's what.
Anytime a black chick say something, anyway, y'all get so like
not true.
Up in arms and conversation.
Here's what you mean.
Cut her mic off real quick. Cut her mic off. Cut everybody's mic off.
You would never talk to Amy the way you talk to me.
Cut it off.
He has talked to me like that.
That's why. There you go. She's trying to pimp me. She's trying to pimp me with her bullshit. That's why I'm better. She just tried to throw. That's what girls do. You wouldn't talk to a white girl. I've been abusing Amy since she came up in this motherfucker.
He has.
You understand?
But with her level, what
if he has? He's an equal opportunity abuser.
Oh, victimizing. Oh, I'm going to suck those titties really good later. Look at her being a victim. I'm going to get those. I'm going to get the left one, too.
You know what? Here's the whole point of being better. Women are attracted to men that are better than them. They never are attracted to a man that's not better than them.
Yeah.
Now, what does better mean? Does it mean financially? Does it mean in looks? Does it mean sexually? Does it mean freaky? Does it mean that he's more exciting, more interesting? Whatever you perceive better as, that's what he's better
You're
at.
Right, Dante.
That is the point.
But every guy I've ever been with, I've always thought he's too good for me. This guy is, I'm surprised. He's attracted to me. But then after dating him for like 3 months, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Wait a minute. The journey of bringing him down. This is what I'm saying.
You're right.
The journey is for a woman to find a guy who she goes, wow, this motherfucker is cold. I love him. I like him. I'm into him. Then it's a journey to bring, and however long that journey lasts, it's to bring him down. It's the, like I keep saying this, the queen and the king, okay? The king and the queen system in England, okay? Mm-hmm. If I'm the king of the fucking town or whatever, the kingdom
of the castle.
Of the castle. If I marry a useless bitch, you know what she becomes?
The
if I'm
queen.
The queen.
The
queen.
She becomes the
she
queen.
She becomes the highest level that a woman's title could be in the world is the queen.
Just by marrying
just
the king.
Just by marrying me.
That's right.
I make you the best you can be. Now, if a queen
marries a guy
marries
who does not
a motherfucker
a king,
that ain't shit.
No,
what
still,
does he become?
He's the motherfucker who ain't shit who married the queen.
Yeah. No. But he's the motherfucker who ain't shit who marries the queen, and the queen can't look at him. Like she cannot elevate him to his highest level. No woman can elevate a fucking man to their highest level, because then what happens is I have to go above you. The king is better than the queen. Is that true or false?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
so that's the relationship.
But can I ask the thing?
I'm better than you.
Get this shit back to the good old days. Run away, get mixed with OJ. Just got a white girl from Jose. White girl say she wanna role play. Get this shit back to the good old days. Run away, get mixed with OJ. Just got a white girl from Jose. This for the snakes that be hissing, hating, and dissing my image. Put the critic in the clinic, and this is lyrical slippery, suspicious with smithing that pop like transmission. Computer virus transmitted through the ways of a fucking politician. Analytics just fitted in proper description. I twisted the limits, no limits in winning. I'm swimming in fiction, I'm fiction conflicted. The